Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The International Monetary Fund says in its latest World Economic Outlook that the growth forecast has been cut this year to 3.2% from 3.4%. Maurice Obstfeld is the IMF chief economist.
In many countries, the lack of wage growth and greater inequality have created widespread senses that economic growth has mainly been to the benefit of economic elites and mobile capital that they've gained disproportionately, leaving too many others behind. Lower growth reinforces this turn toward inward-looking, nationalistic attitudes.
The IMF says the U.S., Japan, European Union, and Southern Africa will all grow more slowly than previously expected. It said China's weakness has had a spillover effect. The global lending agency cites continued violent instability in places like Syria, a surge in refugees to Europe, and the possible British exit from the European Union as potentially damaging to the fragile global economy. China Wednesday said its exports surged nearly 12% in March to around $160 billion, a positive sign for the world's second biggest economy. Imports, meanwhile, slipped nearly 2% while the trade surplus widened. China says it's investigating a group of Taiwanese nationals deported from Kenya for suspected fraud. A total of 45 Taiwanese nationals have been sent to mainland China between Monday and Tuesday, all of them arrested in Kenya 2 years ago and charged with cybercrime, a charge for which they were cleared by a Kenyan court. Taipei has accused Beijing of kidnapping its nationals by pressuring Kenya to deport them from Kenya to China. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Los Angeles Tuesday proclaimed the benefits of two major U.S. trade deals that have become campaign issues in the U.S., the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Pact and the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership Agreement. Mr. Kerry said both have broad benefits that include defending U.S. strategic interests. But he acknowledged many Americans in this election year feel anxiety about such agreements.
They've been revved up to have some anxiety about anything related to trade. Now, some of that trust, unfortunately, comes from politicians who play to fears. It also comes from legitimate anger about the economic status of millions of our fellow citizens who have not gained through trade. And frankly, I understand that anger.
Critics of the trade agreements insist they'll cost American jobs. The TPP, involving 11 other Pacific Rim countries, still faces congressional ratification. The TTIP is still being negotiated. No fewer than 8 governments have put forward candidates for UN Secretary General, half of them women. Tuesday, the UN opened 3 days of extraordinary public hearings, and candidates fielded questions. Among them, Portuguese Prime Minister Antonio Guterres, who said his priority is prevention.
We are spending 70% of our resources in peacekeeping, and in peacekeeping where there is no peace to keep. We are seeing the impacts of climate change. We are seeing the problems of inequality and lack of inclusivity in development in many parts of the world. So with an holistic approach, which means to address the 3 pillars of the UN activity from a prevention perspective, is clearly my personal priority.
Guterres in December stepped down as head of the UN Refugee Agency to run. Current UN Chief Ban Ki-moon's tenure expires New Year's Day. Voting is underway in South Korean parliamentary elections to gauge public sentiment ahead of next year's presidential race. This is the first general election since President Park Geun-hye was sworn into office. The co-chairman of the opposition People's Party, Ahn Chul-soo, said he awaits the judgment of the people. Rising unemployment, plunging exports, and high levels of household debt have led to criticism of Ms. Park's handling of the economy. The rights group Amnesty International has called for an investigation following the revelation Monday by a Kaduna state official in Nigeria that nearly 350 bodies of minority Shia Muslims were buried in mass graves following clashes with soldiers in December. Amnesty said this is an important first step in bringing charges against those suspected of wrongdoing. Belgian prosecutors say they've released 3 people detained Tuesday in the investigation of the Paris attacks last November that killed 130. They were taken into custody on Tuesday during a police search. Belgian authorities trying to track down those responsible for Paris and also Brussels attacks. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.